welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me. And perhaps we can conclude the message I've been sharing this week, the last few days, on the heavenly vision. And we were looking at a passage in Scripture found in 1 Kings chapter 13, where an unnamed prophet of God came out of Judah to deliver the word of the Lord to Jeroboam in Bethel when he stood by this idolatrous altar that he had made. He had golden calves in Dan and in Bethel, and he gave the prophetic word. And the prophetic word, he actually spoke to the altar, said, "A child shall be born unto the house of David." And he actually names this man Josiah, the king, which this happened 365 years later. And the priests of the high place will burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. And basically, Jeroboam did not want to hear that word. And as a sign, the altar that he was offering incense on was rent that very day. And when he stretched forth his hand to restrain that man of God, basically his arm was, he couldn't pull it back to him. And then he didn't repent. He just asked for prayer that his hand would be restored, and it was. So the unnamed prophet goes back and returns to Judah, is on his way, and an old prophet who lived at Bethel heard this from apparently his sons. Because when it said he cried that prophetic utterance, he said that you're not going to be buried with your fathers. He said you've disobeyed the word of the Lord, because the unnamed prophet came back with him to break his fast, if you will, to eat bread and drink water, which the Lord expressly told him not to do. And so, obviously, his sons were in the king's court, it says, probably at Bethel. So they heard those prophetic words to King Jeroboam. But the interesting thing is that, you know, there's such a contradictory spirit in us. Paul said, you know, the things I don't want to do, I do. And the things I want to do, I don't. And it's that spirit. The carnal man warring against the spirit, our spirits. And so there is a battle, but we continually throughout our life, every day, we actually make choices as to if we're going to obey God or do the things that please us or that other people pressure us to do, would do those things that would be against God's word or what He has expressly spoken to us. And so going back to this old prophet, he wasn't apostate to Jehovah, and he had a true prophetic gift because it was fulfilled centuries later. And it showed that when he requested of his sons that he would be buried with the man of God, because he went to retrieve the corpse, that he was wanting and expressing an allegiance and identification to God, to the man of God, in his burial. James 1 and 14 says, "But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death." And that's indeed in verse 21 of 1 Kings 13, the man of God gave that prophetic word. He said, "Because you've disobeyed the Lord." In verse 22, it says, "Thy carcass, your body, is not going to come into the sepulcher of thy fathers." Well, he never got home because a lion met him and killed him. But the fact that it was a miraculous punishment, if you will, an intervention of God. The lion did not eat the corpse, and neither did he attack the donkey. So this was really supernatural. So the man of God was definitely a true servant of God. He was a prophet with a message and a ministry. And that ministry was a ministry of warning, condemnation, and judgment to Jeroboam. But he did not repent. He continued to lead Israel into idolatry, even after this amazing experience that he had. And that is what God is calling us to do. We may not be an apostle, a teacher, a prophet, but God wants us to be obedient to whatever he asks of us in our own lives. When we look at Paul, remember when he had to stand before King Agrippa? In Acts, the 26th chapter, verse 19, he said, "Wherefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision." That which God, the calling of God, that which he was doing in obedience to his calling, what God called him to do, that he would make him basically an apostle to the Gentiles. He said he wasn't disobedient to the heavenly vision, but made known openly first to them at Damascus. Remember when he was blinded, knocked off his horse, that's where he was headed. And of course, then he went throughout, traveled miles ministering the gospel, and that message was that they should repent and turn to God and do the works and live lives consistent with and worthy of their repentance. So, lest we, you know, we can see in the man of God, We need to look at his positive traits, all right? I mean, he did fail. He was disobedient. Thank God for the wonderful grace that God has given us under the new covenant. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. John said, if we will confess our sins, that he is just and faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So this unnamed prophet, and I think perhaps he was unnamed by the Holy Spirit. Of course, he did have a name, but he was unnamed because it was a general lesson or example to the people of God and all those who would read the scriptures and the experience of this man of God. We can say positively, he was a man of courage. He testified with a loud voice against the altar, even when the king, quote, stood by. And that took courage because obviously if God had not intervened, the king's, he was so concerned about his arm not being able to pull it back to him that he asked prayer, but he could have been killed for that. And of course, John and Peter in the New Testament, when they were forbidden by the Jewish leaders to speak in the name of Jesus, what did they say? It's recorded in Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 20. It is better for us to obey God rather than man. So this unnamed prophet was indeed a man of courage. And of course, he was a man of power. God was with him. God sent him. And there were two specific miracles. First of all, the altar was rent, the ashes poured out. That happened right in the presence of Jeroboam. And you think at that point he would have definitely repented. And also with the withered arm that he had, that was a clarion call for him to return to the God of Israel. He knew about it, but he was wanted to stay in power. He was afraid at the beginning of his reign that all of Israel would be drawn back to Jerusalem to Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. And so that's why he did what he did, turned Israel to idolatry. Jeroboam that made the children of God to sin. What an epithet he had. And going back now to the unnamed prophet, he was a man of self-denial. He did not accept gifts. He just disobeyed God. He wasn't a hireling. And just like the prophet Elijah in 2 Kings 15 and 16, remember when Nahum is healed of his leprosy. Naaman wants to reward him, but he refuses that because this was the power of God in evidence, nothing of his own person. And what was his failure? Well, this is a lesson for all of us. He was persuaded by a peer, a comrade, an old prophet, right? And the lesson for us is we can't be turned aside by any private interpretation of Scripture or by what anyone else says, no matter what their position. If we know, if our conscience and our knowledge of the Word of God will convict us, and we cannot do anything that would go contrary to that. Obedience, beloved, that's the most important trait in serving God. Remember what the prophet Samuel said to Saul, obedience is better than sacrifice. And this, if we're obedient, this will qualify us for being faithful. The man of God disobeyed an express divine command. And no man is, of course, protected from disobedience, regardless of how close he walks with God, how many good works or miracles he may have done, or the dignity of his office or calling. Look at Moses. Moses was prevented from entering the promised land because instead of speaking to the rock, he struck it. So, beloved, whatever God has given to you, whatever your heavenly vision is, whatever your task, we have to be obedient to our heavenly vision. That's what this speaks to us, this little story in 1 Kings, the 13th chapter. God is dealing with us as a personal God. He wants a personal relationship with us. So many people run to and fro to human teachers. We need to be still before God. What he says in the very depths of our spirit, that's whatever he says we need to do. Be obedient. The Holy Spirit, the scripture promises, will guide us into all truth. And so a good rule of wisdom to follow in conclusion, first of all, does it appeal to our ease and our satisfaction of the flesh, either body or soul? And does it conflict with our own deep-seated convictions of God's will? If it does, avoid it, and we won't end up devoured like the old prophet, like the unnamed prophet was by the lion who stood by the corpse in the way. Well, beloved, God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.